ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. So we were going to do a show this week because I was yesterday, that was Sunday, at KISS at the time we would normally do our show, but I wanted to give you guys a review of my night, or actually my afternoon and my evening. First of all, I want to tell you that I had a great time. It was a great show. It was a fun show. I saw a lot of things and saw a lot of people, and it was just a lot of fun. So my day started where I showed up for the sound check. If you guys haven't done the sound check, or if you're on the border or the line or whatever they call it to do the sound check, I recommend it. I think it was like $250 or $270 or something like that to do the sound check. They played like four songs for us, or I don't think it was five. I'm not going to tell you the songs in case you're going. If you don't know what they play, in case they play the same things, which I kind of suspect they do, I don't want to ruin that for you. I will tell you that they sounded great, and Paul and Gene, of course, joked with each other through the whole thing. One of the things was they played a couple of songs, and then Paul said, "I'm not playing guitar or singing," which, of course, was a shot at his critics that say he's not singing and that there's, I guess, tracks used for the music. I've never heard that one, but I've heard the tracks used for him. So he was basically saying, you know, I'm singing. And Paul and Gene, of course, joked back and forth. And people asked questions, and that was the cool thing. Everybody got to ask questions. When I say everybody, I don't mean everybody, but I mean everybody that wanted to. The first few got to ask questions. When you go, there's like probably four rows, front and center, right in the front of the stage. They're right up next to the front of the stage playing electric. And like the first two rows are probably, I'm assuming, the people that paid like, you know, $5,000. To be there, to get a guitar or whatever, or to do the backstage tour and meet the band. Third row is where I was at, and I was right in the middle, right in front of Paul. I could see the whole stage. It was cool because while they were doing it, there was little things going off to the side. You could see that they still hadn't set up Sam T. Serpent. He was there, but you know, it was pretty interesting. The band comes out, they do their thing. I wanted to tell you a couple of funny things that they said. Gene, so Paul, during questions, a girl said today was a great day for her because she was getting to see KISS and she had earned her pilot's license. And she was 17 years old. And I can't remember her name, forgive me, I'm sorry, but let's just say it was Sarah. Paul said something like, "What's your motto going to be, like, fly Sarah?" And then Gene said, "You can't say that anymore." And, of course, everybody laughed. And Paul looked at Gene and went, "You can't say that anymore," which obviously is a shot at the fact that I guess Gene is a little more over the top than Paul. Although I'm not sure. I think they're pretty equal, but Gene is a little more public. Anyway, it was cute, and the girl asked the question, "Can I fly you guys somewhere?" And Paul was like, "I think you need a little more experience." And then Gene started talking about Paul doing an imitation of their flight to Atlanta the night before. And Paul basically was like, that's what he did. Like, he put his hands in the air, like right next to his face, and he was like freaked out, made a freaked out looking face. And apparently, and Paul was like, it was scary. And Gene said that it was so scary that Paul was holding the seat in front of him and with both hands and looked over at Gene. And Gene said he lifted one hand up and showed me. He goes, "I'm sweating out of my palms." So I don't know what kind of weather they flew through. I think the night before was Tampa. So whatever happened must have been nuts. We've also heard And now there's video. Gene's pod as it was coming down. I hate calling it a pod because it's very Spinal Tap, you know. But so it had a Spinal Tap moment apparently the night before. Apparently at Gene's pod or disc or whatever he's on, leaned to the side. And there's video online if you want to go and look it up. It's interesting. We don't want to lose the demon. Anyway, so they did some questions. There was a lot of thank you very much. I know this is the last time I'm going to see you. I want to make sure that I tell you thank you. You've been awesome. It's made my life great. And of course, Paul Stanley was gracious back. You know, I would not have the lifestyle and the life that I have if it wasn't for you guys. You know, we basically saying we've made you happy. You've made us successful. They do the thing. One of the girls was like, Tommy, I love Tommy, you know, and then, you know, Gene's like, he's single, and Eric is throwing picks at Tommy. It was very lighthearted and fun. I recommend it. When that was over, they took us to the merch booth. You could walk by there and you could go and you could get merch before anybody comes in. So there was maybe 100 or less people. Probably less, maybe about 70 or so people there for the sound check. So, but really only about 6 or 8 of us went over to the booth. So it was great. We got our t-shirts, we got our bags, we got whatever we wanted. I didn't see any tour books. Not one. They said, somebody told me that they were on the other side of the amphitheater, but Karen and I went over there and I didn't see them there either. So I don't know if they just didn't have any or if they're out of them or whatever. I know that there's like 50 different versions now. I can't even keep up or afford to keep up. Then we had to, you have to leave. So that you could literally buy the amphitheater ticket to go and just see the sound check and go home if you want. You do not have to stay for the concert. Of course we stayed for the concert, but you have to leave and then come back in. When you come in, they do check your ID and they do check your vaccination card. Very smooth. They checked the vaccination card. They made sure that the ID matched it. And then they let you in. And you got a wristband that said Kiss End of the Road. Ours was gold. Some of them were paper, but I think the paper ones were for the people that got the picture too or whatever. But you got a backstage pass or whatever, some kind of special pass. We bought our stuff. We leave. We go out. Now, they tell us that you're going to have to do it again. You're going to have to show your card again, show your ID again. It seems like a pain in the ass. It's not a pain in the ass. It's not a big deal. We went to my buddy Lonnie's car. My buddy Lonnie and my buddy Bruce. We do so much with them when it comes to Kiss, especially Bruce. Lonnie's been there for a lot, but Bruce has been there for just about anything. If I were to say, Bruce, hey, Bruce, Kiss is playing in, you know, bumfuck Egypt. You want to go? I'm going. He'll be like, hell yeah, let's go. Got my plane. He's game. So he's that kind of a guy. He'll be in Vegas with us. He's going on the cruise with us. So is Lonnie. And that's just in a couple of days, like 17 days, we fly down to Miami. We go to Lonnie's Jeep. They've got their seats out there. We're chilling out. They ordered a bunch of sandwiches. So we're just sitting there having sandwiches. Karen and the guys are having a drink, a cocktail. I'm having a sandwich, of course, because I don't drink. I had a water. And Bruce and Lonnie were awesome. They took care of us. About 30 minutes later, I get a phone call from my son Jace's mom. She's like, hey, we're parking. Can we come and see you? I'm like, absolutely. They brought Jace over. And my buddy Bruce and Lonnie hadn't seen Jace since he was a little kid. And now he's 16 and taller than his dad. And they were like, oh, my God, he's so big. And it was great. Jace was very, very excited about this. So the story is that Jace, his mom, and her friend Mikayla, and my friend Mikayla, were sitting on the lawn, and Karen and I got tickets right where Paul flies out, so right near the sound booth. So we were going to be right there for when Paul, I didn't realize how close the tickets were, but Bruce and Lonnie called us and said, hey, we've got a couple extra tickets on the floor. Do you want to sit with us? Of course, we were like, absolutely, we'll sit with you. And then I have these two seats right where Paul lay. I mean, like literally 3 feet away from Paul. So I had Jace and my friend Mikayla come down when Paul flew out. It was actually a little before, during the drum solo. So they got to see the drum solo up close. They got to see Gene do the Blood and God of Thunder. And then Paul flew out, of course, did a couple of songs from there. My son loves the song. It's his favorite, I Was Made for Loving You. So he was literally right next to Paul while he sang it. It was a great joy of mine to see my son really letting loose and enjoying himself at this concert, because it means so much to me. The band, obviously you guys out there know that. The band means so much to me. It's my whole life. I don't want to say that my life is defined around a band. Part of it is, though. Everybody knows me as the guy who loves Kiss or the family member that loves Kiss. And I could go to a family reunion or anything and they're like, oh, I saw Kiss on TV and I thought of you immediately. It's like, duh. Yeah, of course. So Jace got to see that, and it was really great to see him. He was really rocking out, and I texted his mom at one point when he was with her on the lawn, and I said, how's he doing? And she was like, he is having a great time, a blast, and that made me so happy. So the show's going on. Bruce and I are talking, you know, in between songs. Karen is singing more. She knows more of the songs now than she ever did, and she was so excited about that. I was excited about that. I think it's so cool that I have been able to manipulate this woman into loving my favorite band. I'm just kidding. There's no way you don't love Kiss. I'm just saying. It's a great, awesome band. You go to see them once, it's a great time. So there was no manipulation. It's a joke. So we're rocking out, the confetti happens, you know, and the big balloons fall. When we saw them in Vegas, they were black balloons. Now they're white balloons. And of course, being a Kiss collector, I want a balloon. I got one thanks to Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney in Vegas. As the balloons were getting ready to come out, I told him, hey, I really would love to get a balloon. And it fell directly down into his hands. He looked at me and goes, here you go. I just untied that sucker and let the air out. So all the balloons are bouncing around. And people, there's only maybe one or two people that have taken a balloon for themselves. Which I know that people have a problem with that sometimes. But I don't have a problem with that. It's just like, it doesn't happen. It's not everybody. And it's not every chance you get if it one lands in your hands to get a balloon that says Kiss on it with the makeup on one side. But I had already decided there was no way I was getting one. It's very hard. So all the balloons are bouncing around and people are really hitting them. And I was excited about that because I went to a show before where it was like as soon as they landed, everybody took a balloon. And I think that was like Birmingham. There were people almost fighting for a freaking balloon. It was crazy. But the balloons are being popped all over the place. And finally, after a good 5 minutes of these balloons going everywhere, they finally were all gone. So Karen and I are rocking out and with my buddy Bruce, my buddy Lonnie, and we're just singing, you know, and we're having a great time. And all of a sudden, this balloon comes flying right at me. And I got that bad boy. I reached out and I grabbed it by its little, I don't know what you would call that thing, the blow-up nipple thing. I don't know if it's called a nipple, but that's what we're going to call it today. I grabbed that thing and I pulled it in, and it was the Spaceman makeup, or Tommy makeup, or for you purists out there, Ace makeup. Don't send me any hate mail. By the way, if you were at any of the shows and you want to tell me what your review was, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. So I got the balloon. I was so excited. And I was like, it doesn't matter now. Everybody's taken the balloons. I don't know where this balloon came from. It just landed right in front of me. I just grabbed it. So that was pretty cool. So now I have the Catman, Peter, or Eric makeup, and I have the Spaceman Ace or Tommy makeup. The set list was pretty much the same. I will say that, I mean, it didn't matter. It was just a great time. We had a load of fun. When it was all over, I did run into an old student of mine, Anthony, at the concert with his mom and his little brother. I didn't get to see his dad. I was really upset about that. It would have been great to have seen him. But it's just a pandemonium there. And the painter was great. The painter painted Ozzy. He painted the Statue of Liberty. I think he does that just about every time I've seen him. And then, of course, he did the Kiss Atlanta painting. And it was great. And it really seemed like the crowd was even more into his paintings now than they ever were at the beginning. I think that people just realize that what he's doing is pretty special and pretty amazing, and you're getting the opportunity to see it. So the concert's going, rock and roll all night ends, lights come on, it's a smoky mess. I probably have like bronchitis coming because of it. It was great. We walked out. Karen was riding home with Bruce and Lonnie because she lives near them. I went and picked up my son from his mom. They were waiting at my car. Jace expressed how much fun he had. His mom said, never a letdown. I know that sounds weird. Just so you guys know, his mom and I are divorced, but we are really good friends. We are a team when it comes to our son. And I hope that if you're divorced out there, I hope you're not divorced, to be honest with you. But if you are, I hope that you can have a good relationship with your ex like I do, because, I mean, seriously, she got married. I went to her wedding. You know, that's how nice we are to each other. It was a little weird, I'm not going to lie. but still, only because people were looking at me like, what the hell is he doing here? So the concert was great. She, of course, was like, there's never a letdown. My friend Mikayla was like, that was so much fun. She said, I got a lot of pictures of Jace with Paul in the background. And he sang, and it was just wonderful. And wherever they're going, I can't speak for the backstage stuff or anything like that. If you have a little extra money and a little being like $250 or whatever, $270, I recommend doing the sound check. Even if they play the same songs and you know what they're going to be, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. You're really getting, and they're doing it without makeup, and it's not an acoustic thing. It's electric, and they're just, you know, rocking it out. And Paul's smiling, having a good time. Gene is smiling. You know, Tommy and Eric are pretty quiet while they're up there. They're just doing their thing. But I highly recommend it. And I think that it would be worth it in the end. And you won't regret it. Let's see. This weekend coming up, we are going to do a show. Kiss Cruise is in 17 days, or 18, how about that, 18 days, but I fly out in 17 days. And so we're going to get as many shows as we can in before I go. I'll be there, and Sonny will be there. So if you see us, if you're going to be there, come over, say hi. Man, I'm going to try to do shows too while I'm there, interviews. If you want to do an interview, just walk over and say, Joe, I want to be interviewed, and I got you covered. And that's coming up. I'm very excited about that. So far, it looks like it's 100% go, as long as I can stay healthy. For you guys out there that don't know, we all have to take what's called a PCR test, which is the test they send away within 4 days of when we leave. So 94 hours, I think that is. 94 hours from, or 96 hours, I think, from leaving. It has to be negative. Then we fly down. You have to be vaccinated. And you have to take a rapid test to get on the boat. So fingers crossed, I don't get the stupid virus before we go. If I do, I'm not going on the cruise. And I fly back to Atlanta and cry for 5 days. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to get anybody sick. But this weekend, our show will be, there was an article in the paper, or I say the paper because that's what I think of the internet now. There was an article that said the eight records released by Kiss in the 80s ranked. And we are all going to rank them ourselves. So I don't know how that's going to turn out. But if you guys want to send us your rankings for the show this coming weekend, I'll read them on the air. Podcast RockCity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And I'll read your list on the air while we do ours. You know what I'm going to say? Listen, once again, go see Kiss. Even if you haven't seen them in a few years because you have a personal reason for not, whether it's Tommy or Eric or whatever, go. This is it. It's literally it. And, you know, I'm not joking. They're not coming back. They're starting up close to look old, and it's a little freaky, I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts, and we love Kiss podcasts, and you're going to hear all the commercials for the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.